Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 3, verse 17. This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Anointed and appointed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. When Jesus was baptized, something amazing happened. The Holy Spirit came down on Jesus like a dove, and God the Father spoke from heaven. God said, "This is my Son, whom I love. I am very pleased with him." That's a big moment. God was showing everyone that Jesus is special. Jesus is God's chosen Savior. There is no guessing here. God tells us clearly who Jesus is. But there is a question we might ask. Why did Jesus get baptized? Jesus never sinned. He didn't need his sins washed away like we do. So why did he do it? Jesus answered that question himself. He said it was right to be baptized to do everything God wants done. That means Jesus was obeying God perfectly for us. A long time ago, kings were chosen by having oil poured on their heads. That was called being anointed. Jesus wasn't anointed with oil. He was anointed with the Holy Spirit. At his baptism, God was saying, "This is the one I have chosen." God tells people to be baptized. So, Jesus obeyed that command, too. He obeyed every rule perfectly, so we don't have to. Jesus lived a perfect life for us, and one day he would give that life on the cross, and God would be pleased again. Here's the amazing part for us. Because of Jesus, baptism is special for us, too. Baptism is not just a symbol. It is something God does. In baptism, God forgives sins. He gives new life. He makes us part of His family. When you were baptized, God chose you. He made you His child. He anointed and appointed you too. That means you belong to Him and get to live for Him. Just like God said about Jesus, He also says about you, "This is my child whom I love. With this child I am pleased." We pray to the Holy Spirit. Dear Holy Spirit, thank you for bringing us to faith in Jesus through the precious waters of baptism. Help our family remember our baptisms and live as people who belong to you and the Father and the Son. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.